Back on the phone with Ed Humphreys, candidate for governor in Idaho in 2022. Now, you talk about what you perceive as the increase in socialism in Idaho that is affecting our budget with hidden spending. But do you think this is something that's new to our current governor's administration, or does it go back further than that, Ed?
I think this has been developing over decades, but I would say that currently in Idaho, it's come to full froth, I like to say. Think of it. In Idaho, there's about 1.8 million people. Mm-hmm. There are 22 counties in America that have a larger population than our entire state does. And if you're thinking that Idaho is geographically a large state, you might be surprised there too, because over 61% of the land in this state is actually owned by the federal government.
Yes.
We only control a fraction of our own state. So we're small state population, a small state geographically, after you factor that in. Yet, in Idaho, we have 20 departments and over 180 agencies in the state government. So for the average Idahoan who makes $50,000 a year, you pay more in state income taxes here in Idaho than you would in 39 other states. You pay higher sales taxes in Idaho than 33 other states. Oh, and you're also taxed on your groceries when most states don't tax you on groceries. And you have a higher fuel tax than 31 other states. So it begs the question, are we really a conservative state, or are we one of the worst run states in the union?
Well, compared to other places like Central and Eastern Oregon, we certainly do look attractive to the five Oregon counties that are thinking about joining the state of Idaho.
There's no doubt, but should we be comparing ourselves to the bottom of the barrel? I mean, Portland, you're not even safe to raise a family out there. That place is like a nightmare in real life. And Seattle is dying, for crying out loud. I don't think we should compare ourselves to what they have. I don't blame those counties, though. I would be at the front of that fight if I was living in those areas.
Ed, the state is really run by the governor who sets policy. You talk about over 100 agencies in the state of Idaho. If you're elected governor, what will you do on the first day to help solve the problems that you see?
Well, on day one, one of the first things I want to do is I want to ban all state agencies from hiring and contracting with lobbyists. It is unethical for us to pay our tax dollars, and those tax dollars get funneled to lobbyists who lobby to grow government and tax us more. That has to end. The other thing I would do on day one, because the governor appoints 7 out of 8 of the members of the State Board of Education, I would ask that every one of those members sign that, and that they affirm and support President Trump's 1776 commission report. And any member who refuses to sign, I would ask for their resignation. We have to gain control of our education system.
Ed Humphreys, thank you for joining us this morning as a candidate for 2022's Idaho gubernatorial election. What are your plans for your campaign?
We're coming out to Eastern Idaho next week, and so we're connecting with a lot of patriots in the area, and we want to meet with you. But folks should go to my website, edforidaho.com, and they can learn more.
Ed, thank you for the call this morning.
Yes.